There's an old adage about the development of British Rail. If we trace everything back to the very beginning, we know that most of the rail corridors we ride today in England were developed to accommodate the main forms of conveyance at the time. We have to go back through railway to carriages to even chariots in Roman Britain to understand why some roads are as wide or as narrow as they are. We didn't have that story here in America. Instead, we picked up the pathways of our Native Americans. I spent the weekend walking around Camp Norse with my Cub Scout at a family camp right down on the Kingston-Plymouth border. Among our travels, bouncing from the archery range to the waterfront to the Gaga Pit, we made it a point to stop at the camp museum. Come on, do you really think that I would pass that up? While we were there, the docent pulled us aside and told us something he promised he hadn't told anybody else about an old Native American pathway that ran right through the camp. He gave us directions in secret and told us how we could access it and walk in their footsteps. As you know, I'm a total sucker for such things. I played it up with my scout, but also tried to impress upon him that we should look at all of the South Shore this way. Yes, there were specific trails, but before all of what we see today was built, the roads were carriage paths. The carriage paths were footpaths. If you've ever driven Route 3A through Duxbury, you know that four words come to mind. Path of least resistance. This was no bulldoze clear out the trees and rocks project. To get from point A to point B, the road builders went around the trees and rocks, and the cranberry bogs, and the ponds. It's part of what makes New England, New England. But there's still something magical in a nine-year-old's eyes when he makes the connection. He went from follower to pathfinder and trek leader, guiding me on our adventure into the past. Let's hope such traditions continue on the South Shore forever. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.